This is KCUR 89.3. Starting in the 1980s, many state Medicaid programs began changing their approach to helping people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Instead of institutional care, they offered to pay for services that would help people live at home. In many cases, however, the first step toward getting help is joining a long waiting list. Kansas promised to end its list as part of an ambitious privatization strategy, but so far, things have not gone as planned. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
At his apartment in Olathe, Kansas, 42-year-old Nick Fugate catches up on washing dishes and remembers the 22 years he spent doing it at a local hotel, trying to stay on top of a never-ending stream of plates, glasses, and silverware.
I mean, there's nothing easy. I mean, I've constantly had to, like, scrape the dishes off to get it clean.
The long days, the hot kitchen, his fingers pruning in the water, it could get tedious, but Nick says he didn't mind.
Just as long as I got the job done, that was fine.
Nick was born with an intellectual disability, and his work may not have been glamorous, but his father, Ron Fugate, says it was the key to the self-reliance he always wanted for his son.
From our perspective, having a job, being independent, participating in the community, paying taxes, being a good citizen, I think that's the dream parents have for their children in general.
All of that changed last year when Nick lost his job and did something he'd never done before. He enrolled in Medicaid.
Well, was there a through there? I think there was. Yeah, see.
Not far from Nick's apartment, Fletcher Reynolds and a handful of other men take apart old computers for recycling. Others with disabilities at Lake Mary Center shred medical documents or get job coaching. The center also offers services like transportation or help buying groceries. In the months he's been on the Medicaid waiting list, Nick Fugate has had to pay for these services out of pocket. At $1,000 a month, it's quickly burning through his life savings. This year, families like the Fugates have been speaking out about the waiting list and other Medicaid troubles at forums like this one in Kansas City, Kansas.
I have had a client that has had 6 care coordinators, and 3 of them she never even met. So that's a huge problem.
Thank you very much. I'm hearing a pattern in some of these responses.
The state's been gathering feedback because it needs the federal government's permission to continue running CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid system. In 2013, Republican Governor Sam Brownback put Medicaid under the management of 3 private companies, promising this would improve services, cut waste, and save enough money to end the waiting lists for the kind of services Nick Fugate needs. But in the 2.5 years since intellectual and developmental disability services have been part of CanCare, the waiting list hasn't gone away. It's actually grown by a few hundred to about 3,500. Short of a crisis, the average wait time runs 7 years. Brant Hahn is the state's commissioner for home and community-based services.
I think everybody in the system is doing a best job that they can do in order to provide the people services.
Hahn says an end to the waiting list is still in sight. In August, the state announced it had eliminated another waiting list, the one for physical disability services. That claim has been challenged by advocates, but officials say it shows CanCare can get results. But Hahn acknowledges intellectual and developmental disability cases are more expensive and complicated, and it will take more time to find the state's share of the estimated $2.5 billion the state and federal government will need to eliminate the waiting list through 2025.
Nothing would make me happier than to be able to come in here and write a check and get all these people services, but that's just not reality, so I have to deal within what reality is and try to use the money that I have to effect positive change in the most amount of people.
Ron Fugate says CanCare has had its chance.
We're not treading water, we're drowning, and it's not getting any better. We've got to start taking some serious action on this and get it addressed.
Instead of waiting for CanCare to come through, advocates are looking for more dramatic change. In the August primary, voters rejected many conservatives who supported CanCare in favor of more moderate Republicans. And the Department of Justice is investigating the waiting lists, though it declined to comment for this story. But even if those developments bring a new approach, the state's ability to act may be limited. Along with CanCare, the governor introduced huge tax cuts, which were supposed to boost the economy, but instead have blown a huge hole through the state's budget, leaving little money to apply to something like a Medicaid waiting list. Meanwhile, Nick Fugate is still waiting. His parents, Ron and Julie, are in their 70s, and they say they're now watching their carefully laid plans for their son's future slip away.
After 22 years, it looked like he was going to be able to complete a career, and it didn't happen that way. And so all of this comes, you know, at a time in our lives where, you know, we're in the waning seasons of our life, and we did not anticipate this kind of a challenge at this point.
Kansas submits its application for CanCare's reauthorization next month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
Alex Smith reports for Heartland Health Monitor, a health reporting collaborative based here at KCUR 89.3.